probably for our family, for all the missionaries here. I know we all can say the same. We are very grateful for the opportunity we can be here with you. It's a big honor. I would like to share with you in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4. Please, I invite you to stand up if you can in the reverence of the word of the Lord. Come with me to Proverbs chapter 4. If you can't stand up, you can remain seated, please. But if you can, I invite you to come with me to Proverbs chapter 4. In your Bibles, you can stand up. If you can't stand up, you can remain seated. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. The beautiful word of the Lord says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now come with me to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 in your Bibles. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The beautiful word of the Lord says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's pray, my brethren. Heavenly Father, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have nothing to tell tonight to my brethren, but be you talking to our hearts through your beautiful word. I have nothing to tell. Be you talking to our hearts in this beautiful flock tonight. We ask in the name of the Almighty Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may be seated, my brethren. In this portion of the scriptures, King Solomon urges children to acquire above all things wisdom, or rather before all things to acquire fear of God. Oh, my brethren, how sad is to see how God is no longer feared today. The philosophies of this world undermining the moral standards of God. The nations of the world competing against the moral standards of God. And how sad is to see how people who say they know God, but they live their life without the true fear of God in their life, which is the most terrible thing. People outside are trying to see the light, to follow the light. But people outside, they say they have the real light, but they don't have the light. They don't have the word of God. They don't have fear of the Lord in their hearts. My brethren, in this verse, King Solomon urges to acquire wisdom, which is above all things to acquire fear of God. Now the rhetorical question is, how do we achieve the true fear of God in our life? Well, before continuing, I would like to clarify a point. Fear of God is not that you do not dare to approach God, because God has his hand open waiting for you. Amen? God has his hand open waiting for you. So fear of the Lord doesn't mean that you do not dare to approach God. Come with me to Hebrews chapter 4 in your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 4. You can come with all confidence to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4 in your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The beautiful word of the Lord says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So fear of the Lord doesn't mean that you do not dare to approach God. You need to come with all boldness, which means to come with all confidence to your Father in heaven. Well, this is a simple message, and when I prepare my notes, I do in Spanish because it's my language. And my second language is English, so then I little by little try to translate to English, and I found that a Google translator is the terrible translator. So I sweat a lot when I try to preach, because sometimes I can say something that doesn't conjugate verb very well. So I hope that the Lord helped me to put explain the word of the Lord. But this is a very simple message. In most of your Bibles, you go up in the behind of your Bible, there is a dictionary there. And I found in the dictionary of the Bible, fear of the Lord, according to the dictionary of some of your Bibles. Fear of the Lord is worship Him. Amen? According to the dictionary of the Bible, fear of the Lord is worship Him. He who feared the Lord will worship the Lord. Amen? It's something very simple. Second, fear of the Lord is serving Him. Amen? He who feared the Lord will serve the Lord with all his heart and his strength. Amen? And third, fear the Lord is obey Him. The most important thing, he who feared the Lord will obey the Lord with all his heart and strength. Amen? The most important, he who feared God will obey the word of God. This is the most important. I would like to share with you a best example of a man who really feared God in his heart. It's in Genesis chapter 22. Go with me to Genesis chapter 22 in your Bibles, my brethren. For me, this is the best example of a man who really feared God in his heart. Genesis chapter 22, his name was Abraham. Genesis chapter 22 in your Bibles. Verse 9. Genesis chapter 22, verse 9. The beautiful word of the Lord says, "And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing too that hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me." When you stop and you go deep, what was happening in this passage, he was a very old man that only had one kid. And God asked him to slay his son in the altar for God. And this man, because he feared the Lord, he obeyed. And he was ready to do it. If the Lord asked me tonight to do that, I just can't do that. I have two kids, and I love my kids. But if God asked me that, I just can't do it. But Abraham obeyed and feared the Lord at the point he said, "I will sacrifice my only kid for you." And he was ready to do it and obey the Lord because he feared the Lord. And the Lord said, "Please don't move. Now I know you fear me." When I compare with Abraham, I'm so far, I want to fear my Lord and I want to obey my Lord with all my strength. But the good news is that God is not asking you to slay his kid on the altar. He's just asking you to obey the basic things of Christian life. And most of the time, we are found disobedient to our Father in heaven. He's just asking us to support our local church, support our pastor, support the word, obey the Great Commission, sharing our faith with the lost souls. A lot of times we are found disobedient to our Father in heaven because we don't fear our Father in heaven as we should. Oh, my brethren, we need to stop in our life and rededicate our life. And the fear of the Lord is something that we can cultivate, and we have to. We must cultivate fear of our Father in heaven. And we can do it, my brethren. Oh, it's very important, more than ever, to be a good example outside, because people outside, they do what they believe, and they don't care. And sometimes we are not more proactive and bold to share our faith with the lost soul. We need to change more than ever. We need to be salt of the earth and light of the world more than ever. More than ever, my brethren. Say the previous. Let's go a little bit more deep how to acquire fear of God. Well, to fear God, you have to know him first. To fear the Lord, you have to know him first. If you don't know who's God, you don't know what you're going to fear. But if you start to study who's God, you and fear the Lord. Come with me to Romans chapter 10 in your Bibles. Romans chapter 10, my brethren. Romans. You go to the book of Acts, and after Acts, you're going to find Romans. It's the same in Spanish and English. It is the same spot. You can't miss it. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. The beautiful word of the Lord says, "How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of they have not heard? And how shall they hear except without a preacher? And how shall they except they be sent?" And you can also add, "How shall they fear the Lord outside if the children of the Lord don't show fear of our own Father in heaven?" Oh, my brethren, we can't expect that the sinners outside fear the Lord if we don't fear the Lord for our own Father in heaven. We can't expect that they fear the Lord if we don't show fear of our own Father in heaven. We must be found obedient to our Father in heaven in everything he asks from us. And definitely, missions is not a But it's not only thing, mission. Living a holy life. Be enemy of the world, because he who is the friendship of this world is enemy of God. But if you are very friend of the world and the worldly things, you're not doing right as Christians. It's something so basic, right? We are not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. My wife, she just a month ago, she passed the U.S. citizenship test. And I'm very happy that she made that. But I remind her that our real citizenship is not here, it's in heaven. You all, our real citizenship is bigger than the one we have here. It's the citizenship of the heaven. And we can't forget that. When you give yourself the task of truly knowing God, you will know his holiness and his power. God is holy, God is pure, and God is judge. He does not overlook our sin. At this point is when you can appreciate the beauty of the gospel. Also, he is love. Jesus Christ is the true love. And because of love, he sent his only begotten Son in propitiation, in payment for all our sins. Oh, my brethren, when he got to the cross, he paid for all our sins. He died for us. At the third day, he resurrected. And because he's alive, we have our eternal life is secure in the hand of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, we have a the most big hope in this world, in the universe. And people outside, they have a hope in certain vaccines. Oh, we have a hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. The vaccine, we need the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, my brethren. Oh, and you have the power to vaccinate your neighbors with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we should be doing. Because everything that everyone talks about is a vaccine or virus or this or that. Well, we're going to vaccine our neighbors with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's what we're going to do. We need to be committed to obey the Great Commission of Jesus. Oh, my brethren, it's not only about talking. We need to be involved, active in advancing the kingdom of Jesus Christ today. Oh, if we don't do, what's going to do? A lot of people outside have the wrong doctrine, and they have a lot of people following the wrong doctrine, and they don't stop. Jehovah's Witness in Puerto Rico, they don't stop knocking doors. And when I just arrived from a job at home, I'm at home, I'm tired, and I see them knocking my door. They don't knock my door anymore since years ago. They just put it across. The last time a Jehovah's Witness came to knock my door, they was that. Not there, not there. No. That door, don't knock that door. The last time a Jehovah Witness knocked my door, they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And the lady was ready to make a decision, and the old lady grabbed her from the hair. Come on. And say, hey, you don't need me. You just go to your home and close the door, go to your knees, and ask for repentance and receive Jesus and your Savior. You don't need me. Go to your room, and I just screamed to her while the lady was grabbing her, dragging from all the street. And I just say, hey, you just repent and receive Jesus. Jesus is God. That's what is happening in Puerto Rico. Am I sure it's happening here too? We need to dedicate our life more than ever to share our faith with the lost souls, my brethren. After the Lord opened your understanding to know him and his power, believe me, you will see the creator of the universe. Jesus is the creator of the world. Amen. In Spanish says, el creador del universo, the creator of the universe. Everything, Jesus is the creator. Jesus is the creator of everything. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, my brethren. The relationship you need to cultivate with God and fear him more, the best basic example come to my mind is our parents. I am 41 year old in Puerto Rico 40 years ago. When you disobey mom and daddy, you know what happened. A Puerto Rican mom had a very powerful tool called flip-flop. And it was very useful in the Puerto Rican moms knew how to do that. Boom, bah, boom. My mom was an expert. And 40 years ago, my mom knew about Wi-Fi because I was very far. And she just, through Wi-Fi, she just could hear me and reach me. Boom. And I just walk very straight, Pastor, because if I just disobey Mom, the flip-flop will visit my backside. So I needed to walk very straight. But when something, I need something, I come with all boldness and confidence to my parents. Hey, Dad, I see the big hole in my shoes. I need to take me to Kmart to buy a new pair of shoes. Or, Dad, it's very hard. I need an ice cream. And my dad said, okay, let's go. Let's buy an ice cream. Or he said, well, I have no money now. If I buy you an ice cream, it's three ice cream for you and your siblings. So I can't do now. But God has an endless pocket. So God is always, he is waiting for you. He has his hand open waiting for you. At the same time, we need to cultivate fear of our Father in heaven and obedience to our Father in heaven. Now that I am father, my oldest is 3 years old. I'm still learning a lot to raise kids. But I'm now, the Bible, well, a lot of passages take a life in my, is a life in my own life. Now I know when Lisa Marie obeyed Daddy and she asked me for ice cream, no matter the time, it is 7:30 p.m., Daddy, I want ice cream. I run to JC to buy her ice cream because she obeyed Daddy. She deserves her ice cream. Whatever she asks, she deserves because she obeyed Daddy. It's the same relationship we need to cultivate with our Father in heaven. If you obey your Father in heaven, oh, he will run to answer your prayer. But if you're not involved in sharing our faith with the lost soul, if you're not involved in advancing his kingdom, if you're not involved in the mission, not only in Puerto Rico or the United States or New Zealand, your neighborhood. Because all our missionaries here, we will be very happy if you go with us to our mission field. Oh, we'll be very happy. But you know what? God is expecting you to obey also the Great Commission in your own neighborhood. In your own neighborhood. A lot of people lost in Puerto Rico and all the countries you have seen, but also in your own neighborhood. And I understand that it's hard to know the door of your neighbor. Maybe you don't know him. I am 41. I just say when I was 12, I never met someone who can say, hey, please tell me about my sins. Oh, I want to hear that I am a sinner. Tell me. Nobody wants to hear that it's a sinner, but we need to deliver the message. Our job is deliver the message. And the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And we need to encourage one another to obey the Great Commission in different ways. In missions, in our own neighborhood, in our own country, in far countries too, in foreign countries. We are advancing the kingdom of Jesus Christ because he's King of kings and Lord of lords. It's not that he's going to be our king. It's because he is already our king. We are not waiting for the millennial kingdom. He is our king right now. We belong to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's why we sacrifice everything we have for Jesus Christ. All our strength. Because he deserves it. Your life today, you are sit down here because Jesus is merciful. Because what you and I deserve is to be in hell right now because we are sinners, but thanks to the Lord, he saved us. And we are laying on the sacrifice he did for us. And by the way, those who do not know God and die without knowing him, they voluntarily decided to die in their ignorance because God is righteous. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, my brethren, in our Bibles. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, the beautiful. Isn't that beautiful, the Word of God? I just don't get tired of reading the Word of God. Every day I learn something new. Even reading the same passage. it's a source of knowledge. It's an endless source of knowledge. It's like a fountain, endless fountain. Always have water, and water never stop. We need to learn to love the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For, let's read from the 4. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, and things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water and perished. They voluntarily decided not to fear God. He who go to hell is because he voluntarily decided not to fear the Lord. But our task is to deliver the message that Jesus died for sinners. God provided a sacrifice to present to him, the sacrifice Jesus Christ of the Lamb, the only Lamb that cleans us from all our sins, only Jesus, only Jesus. The message, how we need to deliver the message. Oh, you and I, not only missionaries, not only the pastor, not only the brethren that go to witness on Saturday or Thursday night, if you are called children of the Lord, you are called to deliver the message. No matter the consequences, no matter if you lose friends, no matter if you get in trouble, you must obey your Father in heaven and deliver the message. Now I would like to share with you the best example of the two men who decided not to fear God. Call we need to 1 Samuel. They, for me, it's the best example because they born in the best environment to fear God, but they voluntarily decided not to fear God. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Now, chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12. Now, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Huh? But they were priests. Back then, they inherited the word, the job. But they voluntarily decided not to fear God. They had everything in favor to fear God because they were working in the temple and everything, but they decided not to fear the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 11. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, were slain, and they descended to the hell because they just decided not to fear God. What a sad. That's why my wife and I, we always point out when we are talking to kids, because mom and daddy are believers, it doesn't mean that you are saved. You need a personal relationship with God. You need to repent, and you need to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, how to know God? Well, only through His Son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His name is Jesus Christ. Only Jesus. John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, for there is none other name under the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. That's the name of Jesus. I've seen in news, in the media, live, like CNN, when people are invited to speak and they say the name of Jesus Christ, something happened and they shut it down. I have seen with my eyes, life. In their life, when they tell about sin and they say the name of Jesus Christ, they lose contact. I just boycotted them. I just want, if you are an enemy of Jesus, you are my enemy too. If you don't want to tell the name of Jesus Christ and you are the enemy of Jesus, you are my enemy too. Consider me your enemy. because Jesus is my Lord. And we need to dedicate our life more than ever today. Things are getting nasty and nastier, but Jesus Christ is victorious. Jesus Christ defeated on the Calvary. He's alive. He's our undefeated king. Nobody win over Jesus. Jesus defeated all his enemies. That's why you can live your Christian life with all boldness, no matter the consequences, because Jesus Christ is with you. Oh, my brethren, we can't live our life in like defeated. Oh, we don't going to go to church because we can't get sick. In Walmart, you can get sick. In your work, you can get sick. In your medical appointment, you can get sick. In Burger King, when you have your hamburger, and you say, and they say, you don't know what happened behind the wall. Because they put a wall, and you don't know what happened there. They just, yesterday I ordered a Chinese fried rice, because in Puerto Rico, we love fried rice too, like Chinese. And the guy just with a little hole, they just put it, I just put the card there, and he just, the receipt, and I didn't see, he just opened something, and said like that, the rice, and go. What happened back then? I don't know. I just pray for my food. Lord, bless the food. You don't know. Oh, but you don't go to church because you can get sick. But you go to a Chinese restaurant. Oh, you are already faithful to the Chinese restaurant. And Walmart. Oh, my brethren, it's happening today. It's so sad because people say they are Christian, but they are not sharing their faith with the lost souls. They don't do a good testimony. They are not. If you don't do, nobody is going to do. We need to commit our heart to be obedient to our Father in heaven. You can read the Bible and know passages, but if you don't have a relationship with Christ as our Lord and Savior, you have nothing, only an intellectual knowledge. An intellectual knowledge never serves anybody. You can, because when you knock doors in Puerto Rico, everyone knows John chapter 3, verse 16 in Spanish. They say, they read as a poem, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que dado su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna, everlasting life. And sometimes they said John chapter 3, verse 16 like that. It's a John chapter 3, 16 that can kill you. They have no fear of God in their heart. But they know John chapter 3, verse 16. But they don't fear God in their heart. It's the same as here in Mississippi. Am I right or am I wrong? You just say you all are missionaries to your mission field here in Mississippi. No, our five families here, praise the Lord, that you invite all of us. But let me tell you something. Not only five missionary families. All of you are missionaries. Not all of us. You are. So this mission field, mission conference, you all are missionaries. Let me just remind you. So we should have like 60 tables around. With all your picture of your grandkids. Because you all are missionaries. You are missionaries to your grandkids. I don't know if you know, but my grandma was a missionary who came to my life to reach me for the Lord. My grandma, she's my missionary. She's with the Lord now. She passed away in 98 years old. She's my missionary. She came to bring me the gospel, and she reached me for the Lord. So you are missionary. Your grandpa, your grandma, your missionaries too, your grandkids. The benefit, I don't want to take more time, but the benefit of he who feared the Lord. Come with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We have Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. No matter English or Spanish or Chinese, it's in the same spot. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 18. It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this, yea, also for this withdraw not thy hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of the mouth. Beautiful. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. This is especially for our ladies among us tonight, but for everyone, but especially for the ladies, come with me to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, especially for our ladies, our sisters in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What a beautiful passage. In Puerto Rico, it's very popular. The beauty contest is like Super Bowl here. The beauty contest, they Miss Universe in Puerto Rican. They just quit job. They don't go to church. Everyone stay home, and they record the beauty contest. And it's so sad that this world tells our ladies that need to wear this or wear that to be beautiful, or act like this or act like that to be beautiful. Now that I'm a father of a girl, I don't want my girl to get that garbage in her mind. Bible says, if, ladies, you fear the Lord, you're a beautiful woman from the Lord. Not this world will teach that you need to wear this or wear that or act like this or that. If you fear God in your heart, you're a beautiful woman in front of the Lord, which is the most important thing. Oh, my brethren, it's so important to emphasize this in our young lady. Now, Proverbs chapter 24, to our young people among us, please, Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, praise the Lord for his word. Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and medley not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Don't medley. I didn't know what medley is, but I got in, because as I told you, I do my notes in Spanish. So I needed to know what is medley. So it's like something like that. You young brethren that here tonight, don't medley with people who don't fear God. You don't need that in your life. Because the Bible says, when the destruction comes for them, will come also for you. And that will apply also for adults, right? For all of us, not only for young people. We don't want to have friendship with people who don't fear God, who disrespect God and make jokes about God and don't want God in their life. And we're going to make them intimate friends of our life, which we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Definitely we need to reach them for the Lord. Yes. But it's happened 1 year or 2 years, and you see that your friend doesn't want nothing with God. It's time for you to pass the page and continue with your life, because if not, the destruction will come for you too. That's what the Bible says. The only relationship is to reach them for the Lord. Other than that, it's not necessary, right? Because the first, as brother, we were sharing today, the most important is the salvation of the person, not your friends. Salvation and soul. Please pray for people you love that are not saved, that the Lord used you to deliver the message. Now, Psalm 112 for our gentlemen. Please, Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Psalm 100, we are almost to finish. Psalm 100. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be his house, and his generation endure. What a blessing. When a man in his house fears the Lord, it's a blessing for his wife. When a man fears the Lord in his house, it's a blessing for his kid. It's a blessing for his neighbor. It's a blessing for the local church. It's a blessing for the whole nation. But when a man doesn't fear the Lord, it's a disgrace for the wife. It's a disgrace for the kid. It's a disgrace for our local church, and it's a disgrace for our generation. And it's why our country is going down, because men stop fearing the Lord. And that thing needs to change. Things need to change. And you and I, we can do the difference, being salt of the earth and light of the world. And be a good example. This circle, we need to cut it with our own example. Hearing our Father in heaven in every aspect He asks from us. Oh, my brethren, more than ever. I have more things to tell, but I think it's enough for tonight. I would like to ask a question. How many men tonight and young men are here? Could you raise your hand? Just want to say to see something. Men. Could you stand up where you are if you can, just to see something? Look, our ladies, could you see around how many men are? We need them. We need you to pray for them, because God wants men in His house to fear God. In Puerto Rico, today is a philosophy that men worth nothing. And when if you go before COVID, when you go to the hospital, they just pay mom to come, and that day you don't need to come inside. And they are teaching the families that they don't need daddy in the house. And I'm sure that's happening here in some places too. In the local church, we need all of you to continue the word of God. If you are not here, terrible thing will happen. We need, ladies, please, let's help me to pray for the brethren tonight, because we need them to keep the local church alive. Let's pray for them, please help me. Heavenly Father, thank you for every gentleman and young man that represent the future of our local church here in Mississippi. Thank you for the missionaries are tonight here, that they have their own families. And we need that you help every missionary ahead of the house, because the devil don't want us to go to our mission field. Please, we ask you for every man tonight that is head of the family, that the devil wants to destroy the families. The devil wants to destroy the local church. The devil wants to destroy the word of God, but the devil is defeated. But we need to pray. Please, my Lord, bless every man tonight here, and ladies too, but especially the men, because the attack comes first for the head of the house. If the head of the house is down, the devil will destroy the whole family. Please help us to be faithful and fear you, and be a good example to our kids, to our neighbors, to our families, to everyone around us. We need to be salt of the earth and light of the world. This is nothing, not only for the mission conference. Every family here is a missionary family. We need to work for you. Please help all the families here, and especially the men, to be the head of the house and guide the families more close to you. You can sit down, my brethren, and now to please, is someone here tonight who says,